voting slammed shut in Northern Ireland's local elections within the past few minutes. And this, well, it's an electoral contest bill, does more than just about bins in Banbridge, but rather a verdict on the political stalemate at Stormont. And Suzanne Breen, political editor of the Belfast Telegraph, is on the line. Thanks very much for holding, Suzanne. Debate getting a bit heated here, but I must admit, Suzanne, I love local elections. I don't know about you. So what's the love in the north for this vote, and how might that show itself in the turnout?
Well, both the DUP and Sinn Féin are focusing on the big political ticket issues, Stormont, as opposed to bins and graveyards and parks and things like that. And turnout is going to be key for both parties. At the moment, and this all comes with a massive big health warning, it does appear that nationalist areas are showing greater turnout than unionist areas. Turnout appears to be stronger west of the ban than east of the ban in the eastern part of Northern Ireland. And that's all really good news for Sinn Féin. Turnout in the last council election in 2019 was 53%. Assembly elections, we would be looking at mid-60s. We haven't got a final figure yet at the moment, but it really is not just the numbers coming out to vote, but who is coming out to vote. And a low turnout will definitely hit the smaller parties, the Ulster Unionist Party and the SDLP, and they both could be facing pretty tough days on Friday and Saturday when votes are counted.
And I heard a vox pop during the week from my colleague Una Kelly in Portrush, people telling her that they wouldn't be voting for the first time in 50 years, that there was a general disillusionment with politics. Did you detect that?
There is a huge disillusionment with politics, and it's a case of a plague in all your houses for an awful lot of voters. I mean, I've been covering elections in Northern Ireland for more decades than I care to remember, and I don't recall an election campaign as flat as this one.
And you mentioned about the turnout, and I saw a groom, Pat Campbell, and his wedding party casting their votes in Clonoe in County Tyrone there earlier, on their way to the church, it would appear. But you mentioned the regional issue there, and Sinn Féin, it ran a very presidential campaign, didn't it, focusing on Michelle O'Neill. How do you think that will ultimately play out, given what you're hearing on turnout?
They have indeed. Michelle O'Neill's photograph is on posters all over Northern Ireland, even though she isn't standing. The party clearly see her as a huge asset, and that is kind of to keep nationalist minds focused on the fact that Northern Ireland effectively elected its first nationalist first minister ever, but it's the DUP that is keeping her from doing the job. And I think that message has resonated largely with nationalist voters, and it is causing a strong turnout, and it's really worrying for the SDLP. Colm Eastwood and the party haven't really put a foot wrong in recent months. There's nothing they have done that is being disastrous, but really nationalist voters will be voting, I suspect, with their hearts and looking basically to punish the DUP for blocking Stormont.
And what of within unionism? I know the recent opinion poll for the DUP, its support was relatively stable at 23%, which was better than what they garnered in last year's assembly election. What will they be looking for out of the counting over the next 2 days?
Well, the DUP will be hoping that just by a minor miracle, it might remain the largest party in councils across Northern Ireland. I don't see that happening. I think the wind is in Sinn Féin's sails. But if we go back to the 2014 council elections in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin actually pipped the DUP. It got 24% of the popular vote compared to 23% of the DUP. But the DUP managed to get more councillors elected because the first past the post system favoured it. Now, I think that it's different this time. I think Sinn Féin maybe then was more transferred unfair, toxic. That's not the case now. But the DUP will be looking to come in a good second to Sinn Féin and not to lose too many votes to the TUV.
Yeah,
Jim Allister's hardline party is poised to do quite well, I think, and get a number of councillors elected.
Yeah, they're a bit like an island in a stream, though. They don't get transfers. But the DUP will be keeping a very close eye on where they pick up votes if they do.
Yes, they will. And this all, of course, will shape what Geoffrey Donaldson does in terms of going back to Stormont. If the TUV did very, very well, then I think Geoffrey Donaldson would be restricted. He wants the institutions back up and running, but he needs to keep that hardline unionist voice on board.
What of the Alliance Party, this so-called surge in the Assembly elections last year? Are you ready to come up with a new word for this vote?
Well, Alliance looks set to have a good election. It finished fifth last time, and I think it's looking to leapfrog the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP and go in there to third position, effectively making Northern Ireland a three-party state. And it would do so at the expense of the SDLP and the Ulster Unionists. I think it also smells blood regarding the Green Party. It lost its two Assembly members in last year's Stormont election. So Alliance are running a lot of candidates and in many areas are moving in for the kill on the other middle ground parties.
Popcorn at the ready. When should we expect counting to start?
Well, counting starts first thing tomorrow morning, but it's spread over 2 days. Some DEAs aren't being counted until Saturday. So I think it'll be probably very late on Saturday night, maybe even going beyond that when we get the full results from all the council wards.
No need for the nightclubs on Saturday, so for political watchers in the north, it would appear. And finally, Suzanne, our colleagues at the BBC, they're on strike tomorrow. What ramifications might that have?
Yes, they are. And I think that means that effectively there will be no BBC Northern Ireland coverage of the election results. All the programmes that we normally would expect, they will be off air. There will probably be something cobbled together from London, but it'll be Saturday before we see the BBC back again. Of course, people will be able to get their results and keep up to date with all the news via my own newspaper, the Belfast Telegraph, and we will be having extensive coverage online throughout the day and in Saturday's paper.
OK, Suzanne Breen, thanks very much for joining us tonight on The Late Debate. Gabby Agatovetskaitse, if another Sinn Féin win likely here, it would be history, the biggest performance from a nationalist party since 1973. What momentum would that inject to their operation in the 26 counties?
I think that's very much what they're hoping for. And, you know, if certainly we're listening to Suzanne, what she's saying there, if there is a very high turnout in those nationalist areas, you know, perhaps they might actually get it. And that's very good practice for them ahead of the elections here, of course, which may be, you know, next year at some stage, maybe even. It's going to give them that extra momentum. It's going to give them that extra boost of confidence. You know, I think relatively the campaign up the north has been different from those small local issues that we normally see with local elections, because of course, you know, Stormont is still not up and running. And like the DUP, in fairness, have given Sinn Féin this huge boost by saying, by allowing them to say, do you know what, we'd love to go in, we'd love to make changes, we'd love to go into government, we're ready to go, and it's the DUP that are holding us back.
And Marion Harkin, an even more powerful Sinn Féin, might spell trouble for your good self in the Sligo Leitrim constituency, but what are you detecting across the border? You're not too far away.
Well, you know, it's correct. Momentum is hugely important. It gives great confidence to whoever that momentum is with. And yes, a resurgent Sinn Féin would spell trouble for lots of independents, lots of people from smaller parties, larger parties, right across the board. Because, you know, with that kind of momentum, they will take more seats. That's the reality of it. But can I just say one thing there, that, she spoke about disillusionment among voters. And that's crucial. And I think that's something we need to be very careful about here as well. I was listening to some of the comments that came in. And while people are hugely concerned about what happened in Dublin, around what's happening in Clare, I think we also need to recognise that our asylum system is broken and that we're not distinguishing between genuine asylum seekers and economic migrants. And our system is just clogged completely. And I believe that unless people see that government is working effectively to try and streamline that system and process people through it so that those who are genuinely coming here for shelter can receive it, but those who are not.
Just to pivot back briefly to events in the North, Lorraine Clifford Lee, what are you hoping to see out of these results? Would you be confident of a Stormont back up and running by the autumn?
Well, I think everybody was aware that there was going to be no movement on the Assembly until these local elections had happened. And I would hope now that they have happened and we'll see the results trickling in over the next couple of days.
What will the Dublin government do to eject momentum?
I think some serious talks with the DUP will have to take place at this stage. And it'll be interesting to see Geoffrey Donaldson's position and how he'll react to the TUV vote. But I think from next week onwards, we need to sit down. The low turnout, the disillusionment is because of the lack of progress
and
the stalemate.
Briefly.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is if this gives the DUP the kick up the proverbial they need to get back to Stormont back working, people need to see their politicians working.
OK, Kieran in Waterford, critical of the Gardaí and Garda resources on our earlier topic there. Back in a moment with some more.
Text 51551. The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1.